Well, good morning and welcome to our day two of our risk and regulation seminar. And today is focusing on enterprise risk management. And this session is called ERM Making It Happen. It's great to see so many people here. I think we had 140 registrations. So in the 5 years we've been running this, this is the largest attendance we've had. So thank you very much for coming. So day one, we had a very interesting series of sessions yesterday focusing more on regulation in life, general insurance, super and health. And today, as I said, more of an ERM focus. And we've had three sponsors for this event that have helped us with the marketing and promotion. So I'd really like to thank our sponsors, Milliman and Towers Watson. Sorry, two sponsors. Don't ask me to count. I'm an actuary. For their much appreciated support of this ERM seminar. And we've got three supporting partners who've helped us with the marketing. So they are the Insurance Council of Australia, CFA, Societies of Australia, and ANZIF, the Australian and New Zealand Institute of Insurance and Finance. Now, if you open up the material that you got at the front desk there, you'll see some instructions to log on to a free Wi-Fi service. There's a code there to be able to log into that. And we also have an app for the conference, which you'll see the address for on the screen now. And there's a wealth of information in that app. If you want to get into it, you just type that web address there, and then there'll be a little arrow at the bottom of your screen. If you hit that, you can save the app to your home page. It works on Android or smartphone. And that's got the most up-to-date program. It's got information on the presenters. It's the way you give your feedback on the sessions. We'd love you to tell us what you think of the sessions today. If you want to use old technology, there's feedback forms at the front desk as well. And you can also use that to access SMS questions and Twitter if you want to tweet today. We'll also put the phone number up for SMSing shortly or when we have the Q&As. If you want to keep up with what's happening on Twitter, the hashtag for today is ERM2013. On behalf of the Actuaries Institute, I'd really like to thank Joshua Corrigan, who's the convener of our ERM organising committee, and he's also chair of our Risk Management Practice Committee. Josh has put today's sessions together and organised all of the presenters and the topics. And so he and the committee, I'd really like to thank them and thank all of the people presenting today for your work and time and effort you've put into preparing. Well, it's my pleasure now to introduce your chair for the first session, Tony Coleman. Tony is a non-executive director of AMP Life and Max Bupa Health Insurance. He's the director of an advisor to several leading Australian and international organisations, including AMP and Max Bupa, as I said, and he's an adjunct professor at the Business and Economics Faculty of Macquarie Uni. He was Chief Risk Officer and Group Actuary of IAG from 2000 to 2008. He was a partner of PricewaterhouseCoopers before that. Tony's a past president of the Actuaries Institute, a former winner of Actuary of the Year, and has held leadership roles in the International Actuarial Association. Please join me in welcoming Tony Coleman.
Thank you for that kind introduction, Melinda, and also welcome to all of you here for the fifth annual ERM event. I think ERM is a subject which is now beginning to move from an immature stage to something that is being actively encouraged worldwide now around the world. And it was very interesting yesterday, I think, to see the regulators really beginning to embrace subjects like risk culture, which I think until quite recently was, you know, not widely understood and practiced, and I think we'll be seeing more sessions on that today.